Hey, Conan O'Brien here, and we're doing something a little different today. I know this is usually a fan episode, but there are no more fans. They're all gone.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, and we've actually used a couple of people 10 times using different voices and mustaches, which is unnecessary when it's audio. But anyway,
and women,
yeah. But anyway, the point is, we wanted to do something a little different because I just had a very momentous moment in my career, and we thought maybe we should talk about it. And there was some people asking questions. Actually, no one was. I just want to talk about it.
No one felt it needed more discussion.
I received the prestigious Mark Twain Award.
Prize.
Yeah, that's right. It's a prize.
I know. It's...
And we looked it up. Prize is six notches down from
right,
award.
Exactly.
Yeah. It comes in a Cracker Jacks box. No, the Mark Twain Prize, which they've been giving out for, I think, 28 years or something like that.
Yeah, late 90s. The previous century.
Sure. That's so far not helpful at all, Sweeney. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. Joined by people who were there and participated. That would be Mike Sweeney and Sonam Avsesian.
Yeah.
And I'll start by just saying that it was a huge honor. I mean that. I'm not someone who usually gets worked up about awards and such, but the caliber of people that showed up for this event...
Me
still,
and Sona.
No, well, no, it's yep. still, but it's still, no, I'm yeah, saying no. You guys yeah. aside, right. The lineup was incredible.
It was awesome.
It was a murderer's row.
It was a murderer's row of just some of the people I respect the most in comedy. And they came out and they were all hilarious and really funny. And I will set the table, which is that I didn't know what to expect. And as you can imagine, being the focus of being talked about and possibly complimented mm-hmm. is the lowest rung of Dante's hell for me. Mm-hmm. And
for any Irishman.
For any Irishman. And it was, I didn't know how to feel about it. And I was feeling very squirrely about the whole thing. And then I showed up and there's a dinner the night before, which in this case was emceed by Mike Sweeney, who was, and you feel free to jump on Mike anytime you want, Adam Sachs, because you were there as well. Wow, you seem thrilled. It looked like I just asked him, hey, if you want to, you can swallow a cup of my mucus.
Oh. Adam, that's it'll how, help that's kill how, time.
Just as a, you were an observer. And
it's like he was at the Hindenburg.
Yeah. He was there at Lakehurst.
The humanity.
He said, the humanity. But,
Sweeney was awesome.
Yes.
I told you in the moment, Sweeney, he's so funny. And so he has a nonchalance about the way that he hosts.
Yeah.
Works.
Yeah.
But I think it, you know, put everybody at ease.
You were so funny. You came up, and it's a strange thing because we're all here the night before. There's some corporate tables from different companies that have given money to the Kennedy Center to help support the arts and have been doing so for many years. And immediately you started to go after those tables, which was mm-hmm. hilarious. I want to set the stage, which is this is how strange the night was. The night before we all gather, there's a cocktail party, shaking hands, talking to different people. We sit down and I don't quite know what's going to happen. And before the evening, just as the evening is starting, I feel something hit me between the shoulder blades. And I'm like, not hard, but something kind of thumped between my shoulder blades. And I'm like, did I imagine that? Was that really happen? And someone leaned over and said, David Letterman just threw a bread roll at you. And so I wheel around in my chair, and as you're getting started, or the proceedings are starting, I go over to Dave, who's there with his beard, and it's David fucking Letterman, yeah. You know, who's such an iconic figure for all of us. And I go over, and I just said, like, sir, did you throw a bread roll at me? And he looked at me with mock horror, and he's like, well, no, I did not. And he pointed to someone at another table. And he was, and then Sweeney took over. You were fantastic.
Awesome.
I hate complimenting you.
I know.
I love it. And you were really, really funny.
Oh, you were really funny.
I love complimenting you.
You were really funny. And it was nice, too, because I didn't even realize that some of the people who were going to be performing the next night, these big names were in the room. I didn't realize because they showed up.
Kind of, I did.
They sat in the corner and
I was terrified.
Yeah. And but people got up and spoke. My good friend Amy Littman got up and gave
a
beautiful speech. And she is so funny, but also one of the best writers I've ever
and
known.
You went to school with her, so it was a nice perspective.
She had a perspective on me, yeah, knowing me when I was, she was not in the Lampoon, but she lived across the street and she used to call the cops on us all the time. And that's how we became friends.
Yeah.
I used to sit and talk to her through an open window while she was working late on one of her beautiful, you know, stories or prize-winning essays.
And she co-created Party of Five, right, which for my generation is, you know, that was like a...
And Masters of Sex.
Yeah, yeah.
And a million
yeah.
other...
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah.
She's a brilliant, incredible. Brilliant, brilliant force and a great friend. And
she was amazing.
She gave one of the all-time great speeches. And then I have to give it up. So many people got up and spoke. Jeff Ross.
He's
did a very
great.
Nice job.
Very nice job.
I've never heard Jeff say two consecutive sentences.
It was crazy.
And then he
in
gave
30
a,
years. That's
in
the
30
most
years.
I've, verbiage I've heard.
And he gave a very nice speech. Mm-hmm. I have to say something, which is Sona Movsesian takes the stage. And who's sitting in the crowd? David Letterman. John Mulaney, Adam Sandler, just
Sarah Silverman,
these heavyweights who are going to be speaking the next night at the thing, they Sona gets up and she acts like, yeah, okay, here goes. No,
that's how she always is.
That's how you always are. And
she's a superstar.
I have marveled at this, which is that Sona, there's this scientific saying that the minute you expose any particle to light, the minute you observe any particle or atom, you change it. Just by observing it, you change it.
Right.
There's one exception to that. Sona Movsesian. Sona Movsesian, the time a guest didn't show up, it was Kumail, and Sona just, we told her at the last second, you're going to be the guest, and we
on the show
slapped some makeup on her. This is on the old TBS show, and she came walking out like she owned the place.
Miss Sassafras.
And proceeded to be an amazing guest. And then when the show was over, no ego.
No.
Her head wasn't swollen. She wasn't like, oh my God, I got to call all my friends and tell them I'm on TV tonight. She's like, all right. I'm going to go get some in and out. Yeah. See you guys later. You're just, I don't know who you are.
Well, there are no stakes, really. I mean, and also, I don't know if you felt this too, but that's one of the most nerve-wracking speeches, though, just to talk to you about how much you mean to people. That's a very awkward speech to do.
You didn't look... I mean,
well, I'm a national
I knew you'd be
speech
great,
champion.
Which you I are mentioned in your
I
intro.
I know. Yeah. Thank you.
You are an amazing. You just hit it.
You were
hilarious.
You were great.
That's
great.
Very
and
nice.
Great
thanks,
in
all guys.
Ways. And I will say this at the risk of being a human being. I love you both for being there and just that night, the night before was so important because I realized, I'm just laughing. And occasionally there's a kind word. I'll avoid that and I'll avoid eye contact. But mostly people were just being themselves and being really funny. And I just found myself laughing really hard.
Yeah, you
and were, it meant a lot to me. My brother Luke and Justin were there. And
your kids were there. Liza was there, which
was
really nice.
That I was never knowing that. Those comedians would be there.
I know.
Plus,
so you knew
I had
advance.
To say nice.
I wasn't sure if they were going to.
I had no idea who was going to be there.
I did, and I was like, okay, maybe you know, maybe David Letterman won't really show up, and you know, it's like, yeah, he's sitting right there, table 18, throwing bread at Conan. I'm like, fuck, no.
And he did a really funny thing, which was. He was acknowledged at one, I think you acknowledged him or someone said, oh my God, and David Letterman's here. And Dave, everyone else just kind of waved from their seat. He stood like King Louis XIV and was acknowledged the crowd and then turned to acknowledge more
turns.
Crowd and then did more sort of regal turns. And it was so funny
really
that the applause continued and he refused to sit down for the longest time. And I was like, I gotta love that move.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really funny move. And everyone was just, that night was very special. It put me in a good mood and made me feel like, hey, maybe tomorrow will be okay. And then
just add real quick on that night before you.
Oh, and all the fact that you were there didn't bother me at all.
And added
one way or the other.
Were you nervous, Sweeney, knowing I was in the audience?
I was.
That's podcast maestro. Adam Sachs.
I was just going to say that.
Or it's Michael Cera. I can't tell which one.
That's why Sweeney was nervous. The Kennedy Center put up a like highlight clip on YouTube if people want to watch it of the night before. I think if you look on YouTube the night before Conan Twain, you'll find like a highlight reel. And I think you know they can see Sona.
I think just from some background, there was some obviously for the last couple of months with the new administration, there's been some controversial stuff going on with the Kennedy Center, and there was a question of should I go, should I not go, and I felt like it was important to show up because, first of all, we were brought in under the old regime, and the people who brought me in are no longer there, but I thought we should honor their decision. And we went, and it was really lovely because so many of the young people that have been working at the Kennedy Center for years were delighted that we came. They don't know what their future is. I got to talk to a lot of them. And they're really, they're going through a lot right now. And I had a great deal of empathy for what's happening there. And I felt something about the situation added to the evening somehow.
It sure did.
It really made it feel like this is, and without being pompous, without it just felt like this is not a normal event, something. And we all need to be on our toes and kind of be funny, but also bring some optimism, maybe bring some, I don't know.
It's not pompous at all. It was a very specific moment that this event occurred and that you had all these great comedians there and you had this change situation at the Kennedy Center that was so dramatic and was in the news all week.
Yeah.
I mean, dramatically in the news. And so, yes, it's something that, while feting you at the same time, everyone in their own way, you know, acknowledged what was going on.
I thought what was great is so many comedians that came. I mean, the lineup's insane.
Yeah.
When you start a show with John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Well, let's get this thing started.
John Mulaney was so good. I was like, you know, as just thinking in terms of comedians and a show order, you're like, everyone has to follow. Everyone was great.
Yeah.
But watching Mulaney, you're like, whoa, I would not, if I was watching him and I knew I was in the on deck circle or further down the
when
lineup,
when I saw Mulaney,
I'd be scared.
Mulaney was so funny that I left. Because I'm supposed to close the evening. Mulaney was so funny.
We're just giving this award to Mulaney.
I ran and I was halfway into an Uber when Sweeney tackled me and dragged me back.
Get back there, man.
I was like, I can't follow that. That's John Mulaney.
Everyone was great.
I mean, the list of people, Will Ferrell, and I mean, I don't know if we're supposed to be talking about who it is or if it's.
I think it's out there.
Will Ferrell, Tracy Morgan.
Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman, Nikki Glaser.
Reggie Watts.
Bill
Nanjiani. Burr.
And you know what's so funny is Bill Burr understands because we grew up in nearby towns. Yeah. And we're made of the same stuff. And Bill Burr just drilled into me like, I'm going to say a couple of nice things about Conan and he'll never look me in the eye again.
That was funny.
You're going to sit. And I just like, this is a guy who knows how horrifying this is. But
Andy Richter was there.
Yeah.
Did we say Stephen Colbert?
Stephen Colbert.
Oh my God!
And was amazing.
Sean Evans
and Stephen Colbert came out and did it. And I don't want to give away too much.
There's pictures.
No,
okay.
Fuck you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Fuck you and your pictures.
Out there. You guys know that
he came
in.
He did a Hot Ones thing with Sean Evans that is absolutely fantastic. And I have such respect and admiration and awe for everybody who showed up. And you know, there's that part of you that feels like, oh no, people have to fly here. that's making me uncomfortable.
That would make me.
You know what I mean?
Yes, like you're an imposition.
Yeah, it's an imposition, and oh shit! And then everybody was so funny that I that all melted away, and there was it was a happening, and it was also really nice to talk to all of the people. I say young people. They're all different ages, but to me now, everyone's young, who have worked so hard for so many years for the Kennedy Center and just really want to give their lives to the arts. And
you gave them a shout out, and that was the biggest, that got a standing ovation.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole audience was employees. No, that was a really nice moment.
It was very cool. It was nice of you to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want
to. There's a lot of uncertainty there.
No,
too.
There's a lot of uncertainty, and we've heard that a person or two that I spoke to that night have lost their jobs since, and this just happened. Yeah, and so you can feel sometimes shallow when you're trying to give encouragement to people who are in that situation. But I did want it to be a positive experience. And
I do think, and this might sound shallow too, but when you're younger and you lose a job, that is an incredible, I feel like everyone here has probably been fired. Or
I talk about in my speech.
What an experience.
I start my speech with.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
With a period of unemployment and what it felt like.
Right.
And I know that parts of what I said, I'm anxious for it to come out on, I guess it comes out on Netflix.
I think
May 4th.
May 4th, I think.
Oh, May 4th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What did you think?
I thought it was April 4th.
No. They looked at the tape and everything was great, but the shit you did.
No, I was just sitting in the audience.
I know, but even you in the audience. And they're doing a lot of CGI and stuff.
No. I saw the camera near me.
No, and it looks like one of the skeleton warriors from Sinbad is sitting
in
the crowd.
That's nice. That's a fun
Easter egg. No, it frightened people. And a lot of kids can't watch now.
An old smelly egg in the audience.
They're like, look, there's a skeleton and he's going to charge the stage.
I think that's...
Anyway, a lot of work is being done. So now it's been moved to May 4th.
Are they adding flesh to me? Like, are they reanimating
yes.
me?
Yes, and they're also not just flesh, but living flesh. So that it looks like you're still alive.
Right. Yeah.
Because we've tried adding flesh to you before using CGI, and it just looks like you're a zombie.
I don't know why the word desiccated is always used to describe me.
It's my own fault, because when I found you, you were in a tomb in Syria.
You knew the deal.
I unwrapped you and I said, you'll be my head writer. And, the rest is history.
That's right.
I just said the rest is history.
I was going to say, I didn't want to mention it, but I heard you say the rest is history.
Well, because I'm now, my head is so swollen with the Twain prize that it's hard for me to pronounce words.
Did we mention that it's for achievement in comedy and it's given at the Kennedy Center?
American comedy.
Yeah, that's what I don't know if we mentioned what the Mark Twain Prize was.
No, it is for athletic ability.
Oh, no. Conan, someone lied to you.
Oh, and guess what? Know what it is? It's the Mark Twain Prize for the most riz.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
For the most person who should never use the word riz. Don't make it negative.
I know what riz is, and it says on the award, Twain thinks you got Riz.
The Rizzler of the Year Award.
Someone learned a new word today.
And guess what? Can I say something else? He was famous for piloting a Rizzer boat.
No, we gotta stop.
They just took the award away.
They're here to take it away
because I said Rizzer boat.
They should take it.
Oh, no.
They should take
first
that.
Award to be taken away. Oh, no, second.
Oh. Edit out that May 4th announcement. That's not happening.
No, now it's July 4th because they've got
we
got a skeleton in the audience. I'm making dad jokes about Riz. We're all going down the drain.
Without giving anything away, I think that Will Forte also should get a shout out.
Oh, my God.
Will Forte, yes.
Will Forte is a surprise, but it's okay to talk about it.
Right.
He was, I had a notion for how I wanted the evening to end. And there was, when I thought of it, I thought there's only one person who can do it, which is Will Forte. And I did something I never do, which is I cold called him. And I don't like to do that. Mm. But I cold called him and I said, I have an idea, but it means you flying to DC and only you can do it. And he was laughing really hard at the idea and he said he'd do it. And then I said, you have to pay for your own flight.
Oh, man.
And you have to pay me $5,000.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, and you have to kiss my feet. No, he came and he, I mean, he's, again.
He's the best.
Again, he's just so funny. And he can, I thought of this one idea and I thought there's one person who can do it. And sure enough, and to the degree where if he had said, I'd love to do it, but I can't because I'm shooting my, you know, I've got a shooting set, I'm in a movie, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I would have done a different idea because he was the only person who could do it. So what everything and came together.
And Triumph yeah.
That
was
your idea.
Oh my God, Robert Smigel and Triumph.
Robert was great.
Robert was hilarious and he took you through the evening and the fact that it was a, you're in the Kennedy Center and it's this very impressive environment and that
that's
Triumph,
perfect
and
for
let's
him.
And let's just try and remember Triumph is a rubber dog. Who speaks like an old Russian lady, has a microphone and is leading us through the evening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's supposed to be like, this is where Maria Callas gets her special medal.
But then there were a lot of old characters.
Oh,
that
well,
made,
well, that's the other thing.
Yeah, yeah. And there, I'm not going to give anything away, but there's a lot of,
but
you know.
You could tease two old late night writer favorites.
Yes.
Made appearances, memorable appearances.
Yeah.
I sent Robert a photo. I looked up at one point and it was just, all you could see was Triumph like watching the show, sitting next to Will Ferrell watching
right,
the show.
Right.
And it was just hilarious.
That's great.
I sent
That's
him a photo of just Triumph just watching
so,
the show.
And you know what's so funny is that when Robert is Triumph, over the whatever 25 years it's been since Triumph.
Mm-hmm.
The,
1998,
something.
97.
But you know, in between takes of things, I'd be talking yes. to Robert and the right. puppet would be on his hand.
Right.
And we'd be talking about, and sometimes Robert would be doing
yes.
the puppet
yes.
and I find myself talking to the puppet
yes.
and Robert's not wearing a mask or
right,
anything.
Right.
You talk to Triumph.
Yep.
But the fact that is, if Triumph is sitting there just watching the event and Will Ferrell's also watching and no one's like, I'm watching it. It's just the most natural thing in the world.
Yep.
There'll never
oh
be...
My God.
A dumber. I mean, there may not be a Twain Award again, but
will there even be one again?
We don't
Who
know.
Gets it next year. Who
yeah,
knows?
I don't know.
We
don't
and
know.
We could tease. David Letterman was at the dinner throwing rolls at you, and maybe he showed up for the big award night as well.
We'll never know
oh,
until you see
until
it.
May 4th, if it ever comes.
Wait, yeah, wait till the 4th of May. It would have been the 4th of April, except
may
for
the
Sweeney.
4th be with you.
Oh, did you say May the 4th be with you?
Yes,
why don't
did.
You take a RZR boat? And find yourself a new job. Yay!
Ah.
Anyway, it was...
Conan O'Brien has a pun.
You mentioned your speech, though. I do think it already has hundreds of thousands of views up on YouTube.
An
excerpt of the speech, which I will just say I thought was incredible
yeah.
and powerful. And in the moment, you know, I think people got chills. I did, you
mm-hmm.
know, watching this, hearing the speech in the moment. And I really suggest everyone go check it out.
Go ahead.
Well, you were so not distracted. You were consumed by doing the Oscars. And then the Oscars were over. And all this, they were planning another travel show.
Yeah. We left the morning after the Twain Awards.
To go to Austria.
To go to Austria. To finish up
yes.
the show that had been interrupted
right.
by stuff in my life.
Yeah. But I just want to mention that then when you finally, the week before the Twain Prize, you were like, whoa, this is coming up. You wrote your whole speech. Every part of it was written by you. And it was a fantastic job.
Oh, well.
Well done, including the serious part, which is out already.
Yeah.
And has already been nominated for a Grammy, spoken word Grammy. But anyway, yeah, yes, you're a great job.
Oh, and you got nominated for Best Special Effects.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Best skeleton.
How did they get a skeleton in the crowd?
Also, Andy was great
Andy
at the dinner.
Andy was fantastic.
Yes.
The dinner
yes.
and the show.
Yes. Both, yes. Amazing
he's,
job by Andy.
He had some great jokes.
Yes.
And he's, you know, it's, I get chills because Andy, the summer before the show started, I was in so much trouble because I knew I only have literally weeks
right.
to try and come up with a show that would
yeah.
replace David
yeah.
Letterman from scratch.
Yes, insane.
And the minute I met Andy Richter, I thought, oh, I like this guy.
Yeah.
And in the back of my mind, I thought it'd be cool if he was with me out there so I wasn't alone.
Yeah.
And he's
He reminds me of Sona in that he doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is unusual in a performer.
No.
I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No.
You were going to say you loved having him.
No. That Andy is always Andy.
Yes, exactly.
And it doesn't matter. You can, in a beautiful way, he's always himself.
Yes.
He's true to himself all the time. And there's no, okay, I better gear up and get into Andy Richter character.
Right,
there's no such thing.
Yeah.
And the same with Sona.
Yep.
Sona doesn't give a shit about her performances or her work for me.
Yeah.
Look at me now on your podcast. Who won that one?
You win all the time. You win at life all the time.
Didn't it feel like a funeral, kind of?
Doesn't it feel like we were
eulogizing you in a way?
Didn't Amy sort of reference that?
Yes, she did say that. Yeah. She said it felt like we were eulogizing you and kind of did.
Yeah, and I did have the strong urge to die afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Just because it's like, what are you going to do now? You know. But then I realized, it's on Netflix. People will see it. They'll forget. I need to get that next prize.
Sorry, there was only one American humorist, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you lived in Britain, there's probably like a humorist award every 3 weeks.
We've only had one.
It's Twain.
Yeah. Who's the guy that created Garfield?
Right.
What's his name?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
It would be so cool if I had this.
I only know Charles Schulz. I don't know if anyone's come since.
No, what if they skip over Charles? What if they skip over Charles Schulz and they just give it to the...
Jim Davis.
Yeah, Jim Davis, creator of Garfield. And it's the Davis.
The Davis.
He's going to get the Davis. Prize. Yeah. But you have to work in a plug for Garfield.
It's a bowl of lasagna.
That's right. Because that's what he liked to eat.
A bowl?
You guys.
No one eats lasagna out of a bowl.
Wow. This was going so well.
Hey, I thought that 20-minute bell was going off.
It went off.
All right.
And,
it went off when you said Rizzer boat. Oh. That's when it started going downhill.
Also, some great fun video surprises during the show.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And some really good
video surprises.
Yeah.
Fans
will enjoy.
Yes. Fans, if there's still Conan fans out there.
Right.
After this self-congratulatory podcast episode.
I congratulated you, so that wasn't self.
That's true.
But of course, I'm an employee. And
what are you going to
value
do?
My paycheck.
I just wish I had more time to take it in because literally the next morning, everybody had to scatter because everyone's busy.
Right.
And you and I jumped on a plane with Ross, and we took off for
Jordan.
For Austria, and then we just got back. So I'm still.
And we're edited. This edit, the show's edited. It's due tomorrow to HBO Max.
Yes, yeah.
So we're edit. It's insanity.
Yes, there's a lot that's happening right now.
That's a lot.
But I'm glad they recorded that evening because if there wasn't a recording of it, I wouldn't believe it.
Mm.
That's how I feel about it. I kind of just wouldn't believe it. And my love and thanks to everybody who came out. I mean, really busy people flew across the country to be there, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. Wait, just forgot it.
It's a very, very funny show and very sweet at the same time.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think May 4th, Netflix, check it out. I think you will enjoy it. And next week in this regular time slot, we'll probably be back with a fan or maybe just me talking more about how I won a prize.
they're casting more fans this week. So we'll have more fake fans.
We're paying people. His name's Conan.
Yeah.
Hey, Cronin. I loved your late night show. It's Conan and it's late night.
I love you since you started in 2011.
Yeah. I love it. You're great. I love when you drive with people and sing songs.
No, that's Corden.
Whatever. Fuck it. Where's my money?
All right. Peace out, Tupac.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Jeff Ross, and Nick Liao. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Supervising producer, Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Get 3 free months of SiriusXM when you sign up at SiriusXM.com/Conan. please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.